Hi, my name is Brittany Cara, and I'm a wife and a mother. I'm married to a fireman. His name is Kellen. He's a firefighter paramedic, and we have three children. Kayla is 8, Kelsey's 4, and little Beau, our son, is 5 months old. And I'm an author and speaker entrepreneur. I run a home-based business through a company called Isagenics, and we specialize in nutrition and cleansing, detoxification. I've been a natural health advocate for many, many years, since I was probably about 16 years old. And it is my goal and my joy and my purpose to educate others about how to be healthy and to provide that lifestyle for my family and my children every day. So Kayla, my oldest, she's my rock. Like, she takes care of everything for me. If I need help with the other little ones, she helps me. She does amazing in school. She's in a high gifted ability program in a local school here, and she does very, very well in her academics. She's an artist. She loves to draw. She's a dancer. She just got accepted into our local dance company, so she's going to be competing in dance now, which she's very excited about. And then Kelsey's my middle one. She's my little spitfire. She's got just a lot of energy and a lot of creativity and a little bit of stubbornness, but she gets that from me. So I like that fire in her. And she loves to draw. She loves fashion and shoes and taking care of her little brother and just being a little four-year-old. And then Beau is our youngest. He's our son. And he's kind of a miracle baby for me because we weren't going to try to have another one. And then we decided we wanted to. And my husband really wanted a boy so badly. And we just prayed about it. And we got him naturally, you know, no sorts of intervention in that area. We just prayed and God gave us a son. And he's wonderful. He's a good sleeper and he's so bright and smiley and beautiful. And it was interesting for me because I raised two girls, and then to have a boy, I wasn't sure how that was going to be. And I'm just madly, madly in love with him. He's so much fun. I do a lot of things to keep my family healthy. I mean, it's my number one goal and drive every single day is to reduce my children's toxic exposure. So all my friends kind of tease me, you know, I've always been that natural, geeky, organic, healthy mom, but I think it's really important. So we look at everything that comes into our home, whether it's what we clean the floors with and the detergents we use to wash their clothes. We look at the ingredients of that to what goes into their body. So we do all organic, non-GMO products in our home. We cleanse regularly. We do a lot of whole foods. We do supplements. We do oils. We do homeopathic medicines. If they're ever sick, we use homeopathy. We go outside. We're at the beach a lot. My kids get a lot of sun. And the other thing that I do is I really try to teach my kids about why they should or shouldn't eat certain foods. So they've never been through a drive-thru. They've never eaten fast food. They don't even really know what McDonald's is. And then the last thing that we do that's really important to me to keep our kids healthy is we do not vaccinate. I stopped vaccinating because I started to do some really in-depth research at the vaccine industry. And to be honest, I really didn't even ever want to start vaccinating because I was such a natural, organic health advocate already. And at the time, my focus was primarily in research of GMOs and food labeling laws and what was happening in that. So when I got pregnant, it was just a natural progression for me to look at what was also in vaccines because I looked at ingredients in every other facet of our life. Why would I not choose to look at the ingredients that are being injected into my baby? So with our oldest, I was really apprehensive. I knew I didn't want the hepatitis B vaccine. I thought that was just ridiculous. And I wasn't really sure. And at the time, my husband was still very much pro-vaccine. So it was an argument for a couple years, to be honest. And, you know, he's exposed to really sick people at work and he's, you know, been trained in the medical field. He's a very, very bright person. So we would just kind of go back and forth. And so what we decided was with our oldest, we were going to do a delayed schedule. And we were going to try to not do any vaccines until the first year of life. And we were just going to do the DTaP to start. And then we got pressured by our pediatrician to start a little earlier. And so we did. And we started Kayla on her first rounds of DTaP. And she had instant reactions. I mean, I'm a mom. So when people say parents don't know better than their doctor, that's such a lie because we're with our children 24/7. We know every freckle, every speck on their body. We know how they breathe at night. We know what they, everything. We look at everything because we're obsessed with them. It's our baby that we created. And so I saw an immediate change in her immune system. And she got her first and only ear infection followed by her first and only round of antibiotics. And that was enough for me to stop. And so I told my husband, we're stopping. I don't want to do anymore. And at that point, you guys, I was really still scared. I was scared of disease. I wasn't sure if we were going to keep vaccinated or not, but I just knew I needed to learn more. And so I really dug in deep and I started to research and research and research. And then my second daughter was born. And again, I didn't want her to have any vaccines. And we went in for our well baby checkup at 4 months. And the doctor and the pediatrician and the nurse really bullied me. And at the time I was dealing with a personal health crisis. My best friend was dying from cancer. So she was about 2 weeks away from the time that she actually passed. So I knew that she was dying and I was just not in a very strong mindset. And my husband was at work. He'd been gone for a couple of days and I took our little one in for her checkup and they basically pinned me in a corner and said, "You're a bad mom because you're not giving your daughter her shots. And what's the matter with you?" And they gave me this horrific form to sign saying that I was basically putting my daughter's life at risk by not choosing to vaccinate that day. And so I said, fine, just give me the DTaP. Like, we'll just do one DTaP because I just felt so bullied and so pressured. And I remember sitting there holding back tears and not wanting to do it. And they came in with the needle and I still remember it going into her leg. And I still remember the feeling in my gut and wishing that I would have stood my ground. And we walked out of there and she screamed for, it felt like an entire day, but she, from that point on, developed a sleep disorder. She didn't sleep for the first 14 months of her life. It took me about a year after we started sleeping for me to figure out that it was really from the vaccine that she got. And what was interesting was when we switched pediatricians and I pulled her medical records, I had asked for the DTaP vaccine and written in her charts was the Hib. So they gave me a vaccine that I never had asked for. It was a completely different vaccine. And I know that that was the reason why she didn't sleep for the first 14 months of her life. I don't need a doctor to confirm it. I don't need medical data. I'm her mom. I saw it happen. I saw her shift. She would be in pain, screaming for hours. And so I can't even imagine what would have happened to our precious little girl had we continued to vaccinate. So with our third child, absolutely not. We declined the vitamin K shot at birth, which I will tell you my girls got because I didn't know better. And I even had my natural Bradley health coach tell me that it's just a vitamin and they absolutely needed to have it. So I didn't question it. So I just did the vitamin K shot at birth with both my girls, which I completely regret now because I know so much more about it. There's polysorbate 80, there's aluminum in a lot of the different brands, and it's completely unnecessary. So with Bo, our youngest, we declined that at the hospital. And interesting story, we kind of got into an altercation with the one of the pediatricians about it. He basically told me that I was a bad parent again and that my baby was going to die of a brain hemorrhage and don't come crying to him when that happened. And so I actually told him to get out of my hospital room because he wasn't our doctor. He was just a random doctor that came to check on us. So over the course of all these experiences, during that time when I was still trying to figure it out for myself, I just devoured vaccine research. I would spend hours and hours and hours, and I still do to this day. You will find me on a weekend reading medical journals, reading vaccine injury stories, connecting with parents about vaccine injuries. I'm 100% okay with not vaccinating for multitude of reasons. The first reason being that a healthy immune system doesn't come from vaccines. And I'll explain that in a minute. But number two, historically looking, when I started to dig into the research of the history of vaccines, I was floored because we've all been told the same thing. Vaccines are safe and effective. They made diseases decline. They save millions of lives. And when I really looked into it, I found not only was that not true, but it was the complete opposite because vaccines harm and damage, maim and kill way more people than they've ever helped, if any at all. I truly believe that every single person that's ever been vaccinated is in fact vaccine injured on some level because their immune system has been disrupted. And we do know that vaccines alter DNA. So we've started this whole process of altering our genetic makeup by injecting these foreign chemicals and additives and preservatives, all these things into our bodies. So I'm okay with not vaccinating because immunity comes from natural immunity. If my children get chickenpox or they get measles, they're going to have lifelong immunity. Do I want my children to have those diseases and be sick? No, nobody wants to spread disease and nobody wants to see someone that they love be sick. But if they get those things, we're going to treat them naturally. We're going to do the things necessary to keep their bodies balanced during that time. But it's just like a fever. People freak out when their kids have a fever. A fever is the body's natural response of fighting infection. So our bodies are intuitive. They're amazing. They're divine. And for us to think that we can create something pharmaceutically based that's going to be more protective than what nature has already delivered for us is completely ridiculous. So when I started to dig into the history, and I mean going back to the smallpox vaccine, learning about the true causes of polio. You guys, polio, what we've been sold as polio is not really polio. And polio in the United States was actually caused from government corruption of spraying DDT and arsenic and putting arsenic in our food and all of that stuff. And the only known cases of polio in the world now are vaccine-induced polio from the oral polio virus. So it's really important to know that all the answers are there. We just need to look for it. We don't need to be scared. We don't need to be scared of disease. The entire pharmaceutical industry is built on a house of cards, and the underground of that is fear. So if they project fear out onto the entire population, people get scared and they're like, oh, we need to go get this vaccine right now to protect ourselves. No, I mean, trust in your body, trust in nature, and trust in God. If you're a spiritual person, trust in how we were created to fight disease, to fight infection, to fight disease and illness. Think about this. When you cut your finger, I cut my finger the other day and I had a little cut. Now, I didn't really put anything on it except for coconut oil, but my body healed it. My body knew what to do. I didn't have to create something different. My cells and everything knew what to do. So how we stop disease and how we prevent disease in our homes is we boost natural immunity. And we do that by putting good organic nutrients into our system every single day, water, sunshine, air, rest, sleep, all of these things. And that will fortify the immune system. And that's what will protect us against disease and illness, not a fake injection. And the other thing is this, is vaccines have proven over and over again to cause more harm than good. We know that this is happening. As the vaccine schedule has increased, it's tripled over the last 15 years. We have the biggest epidemic of children that are sick ever in our history. We have kids with allergies, asthma, autoimmune issues, neurological issues, seizure disorders. If I could tell you how many parents reach out to me on a weekly and monthly basis, sorry, I'm going to get emotional. The stories that I have heard of vaccine injury, you can't even wrap your mind around what these human beings have been through because of vaccines. It is not normal for a child to have a seizure. Parents have just been handed that it's normal. And they call their pediatricians asking for help, and their pediatricians say, oh, don't worry about it. It's normal for a child to have seizures. It is not normal for a child to have seizures, and seizures are caused by vaccination. And if you don't believe me, read the inserts, because it's on each and every insert. It will say that the vaccine causes seizures. So we have this epidemic of doctors that think they know better than the parents, and they're also being lied to from the pharmaceutical industries. And we have this epidemic of children that are the poor, innocent victims in all of this. And they're being mutilated, you guys, mutilated. And if I'm just one person, I'm just one mom in the world on social media talking about this, and I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of parents coming to me to tell me their stories, that should make everyone look around and go, what is going on? If you're a parent and you're watching this video, I really want you to go inside and go into your intuition and ask yourself, what does your gut tell you? Because I think so often we're programmed by Big Pharma to not listen to our gut of what the right decision is for our health, whether it's for our own bodies or for the bodies of our children. And so I really encourage you to do your research. Please, please, please do your research. There is a plethora of research out there. To start, go to www.stopmandatoryvaccination.com. Larry Cook has put together a multitude of resources on there. There's articles. I've written an article on there, and there's other amazing people that have written articles on there. So there's so much research, you guys, that we are in an age of information, and being ignorant about this, it's not an option for us anymore. We need to understand what's happening in the pharmaceutical industry. We need to understand what's happening in our bodies, and we need to understand what the best course of action is for our children to keep them healthy. Because the bottom line is this, is big industry doesn't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your health. All they care about is profit. And if you don't want your child, your family, yourself, to become a statistic in that industry, then I would encourage you with everything in my heart to opt out of that system, opt out of the agenda, get educated, just like you would research a car seat or a school or whatever it is for your child. Research vaccines like your child's life depends on it, because it really, truly does. And in closing, I just want to say this, that we are bright, we are amazing, and we are powerful human beings. And the longer we let the pharmaceutical industry and our government control that aspect in our lives to make decisions for us, to think that we're too stupid to understand the body or what the body needs, I really want to encourage you to know that you have the resources to do that. You are bright. You are smart. You can do the research. And the bottom line is this, you probably are going to do more research than your doctor has ever done regarding this issue. So be the best advocate for your health and for your children every single day, whether that's eating organic food, whether that's cleansing your body, whether that's saying no to vaccines. And just know that you're not alone. Sometimes it can feel like you're alone when you start this journey, but there are millions of us that are starting to wake up, starting to speak out, and we're starting to go against the agenda of just listening to whatever we've been told or fed, because most of that has been a lie.